Yeah, so the next speaker, a Nerdalogs member, not even emeritus, he's still a full participating member, even though he left Chicago for Milwaukee about a year ago. Yeah. He still does all our tech, he communicates often, still submits sketches, and does edits on shows. He is a great dude, and I know you've been waiting to do this all show, so let's get it going. Steve Hurd!
Love the Steve chant. Thanks, everybody. As Eric mentioned, I moved up to Milwaukee back in June. I grew up in Milwaukee until I was 18, then went to college in Chicago, there for 11 years, back in Milwaukee now. My fiance Paige is a doctor at the medical college. That's what brought us back up here. Medical college. Let's talk about it after. Great. I only got 5 minutes, and I need to start with the controversial confession, which is I don't like party games. If I'm at a party and people say, let's play Scrabble or charades or categories, I think, no. Why would I want to do that? We're at a party. People are talking. Let's just chat and have a normal party. If people say, we're having a gaming party, that's great. I found out today that the Green Bay Packers have gotten really into Settlers of Catan. Did anyone else read about this in the Wall Street Journal today? The offensive line in particular, David Bakhtiari, I think, is one of the leaders of it. Matt Flynn, backup quarterback, have super gotten into Settlers of Catan, which I think is great. If it's like, go to a party for gaming, that interests me. Just doing charades because we're hanging out, not so much. I even performed comedy sports. James, guy who told a story earlier, was talking about David Lane, his role-playing role model. He's a player at comedy sports, too. I love him. He takes games super seriously. We do silly games. We take it seriously, though. It's a show that's for those kinds of games. You know, in high school, I temporarily lost some friends, regained them eventually because I was treating school like too much of a game. It was a great point average. Like, there are points. We get points. Of course it's a game. But like I said, you can take that too far. You need to know where that line is between the game world and a more normal sociable world. I feel like the Nerdalogs is a great handle on this line. About a year ago, we took a retreat over to this nice cabin in Michigan. Just drove over there for a weekend. Was mostly hanging out, drinking, food, relaxation. But I knew there'd be some games. At some point, someone would say, hey, let's play a game. Okay, fine. We can do that. Kevin, one of the founders of the Nerdalogs, brought a game that he had just started developing. It was literally drawn onto index cards. No one had ever played it before. It's called Fisticuffs. It was a pretty simple game mechanic. We had D20s to track our health. We're playing these cards that do damage against the other characters. We've got cards that can protect us, that can increase the damage we're inflicting. We're really enjoying this, and I found that the Nerdalogs was really, we were good amongst ourselves at balancing that line between we're playing the game, we're trash talking, but we're also being ourselves. It's basically what we do in our shows. We'll do a show where we're heightened versions of ourselves. We need to get from the north side of Chicago to the south side of Chicago to defeat the evil dragon that lives in U.S. Cellular Field, where the White Sox play. This was an actual show that we did. And then we interrupt the show and do actual monologues as our actual selves. And over the course of playing Fisticuffs, we're finding, like, we really enjoyed this game. It's getting heated. It's getting intense. I think Claire won the second round because she built up all of the defenses and no one could do any damage on her. And even though she didn't have many great attack modifiers, she had all the defenses, so Claire wins. And what I liked most about it was we could then talk about the game critically. Kevin was bringing this game to the group because he wanted feedback on it. He wanted us to give suggestions on what cards could we add. If this is a boxing-themed game, what other cards can we add if we want this old-timey boxing feel? How can we make the game more enjoyable? Should it be more people? Should there be more defense cards? This idea that we can have fun with a game and then give criticism on it, give constructive criticism on it. This idea that we can have fun and take our fun really seriously, that we can analyze our fun and think about how do we improve our fun for the next time, is the kind of thing that that makes me really glad to be a part of the Nerdalogs, make me feel connected to the group even though I'm not there physically in Chicago. And it makes me feel at home with guys like Dave Lang at Comedy Sports here in Milwaukee. So thanks, everybody.
It is cool to see Beck on the stage. Steve and Claire were the first two speakers on the Your Stories podcast. This was before they even were members of the Nerdalogs. This was before I was a member. I just made the podcast because I was like, this seems like a cool thing to do. Let me make something for you. God, what a dumb child I was. No, guys.